puffing and blowing, he waved back over his shoulder.
Quick, hurry up. There's about 500 sea rats out on me trail. They're coming after you, I think. Mickler, Flan, get that ship out to sea. I'll take these friends to the caves. Hurry!
The two shrews, Mickler and Flan, waded out to the wave blade to take it out of the sea rat's reach with the other three ships. Marielle, Tarquin and Rawnblade followed Durry and Dandan as they raced off in the opposite direction to Bladegate, toward the sheer rocky coast which veered up on the west side of the cove. The sea rat front runners with Riptongue and Hookfin in the lead came rushing down the path to the shore of the cove. Riptongue threw his sword down in frustration.
Hell's tail, they're too far out! We'll never get to them now!
Hookfin raced about on the shoreline, searching for a dinghy to pursue his ship in.
Thunder and blood! Ain't there nothing we can give chase in?
An enterprising rat called Feltooth stripped off his more cumbersome weapons, thrust a dagger in his headband, and entered the water.
Waveblade's not too far out, Captain Riptongue. Mayhaps we can swim to her and use her to bring back the other three ships.
Riptongue received his sword.
That's the way, matey! Some of you go with him! Any good swimmers?
Seven sea rats, gripping daggers in their teeth, waded into the sea. Hookfin pointed in the direction of the crude trail, which led up into the high rocks.
Look! It's the Badger!
Dandan glanced down to the yelling hordes racing across the shore to the rocks.
We've been spotted. Here they come.
Lord Rawnblade set his back against a rock, raising the sword Vermin-Fate in both paws.
Get running. I'll stop them.
Dandan stood in front of the upraised sword. Rawnblade was beginning to breathe heavily, his eyes glazing over as he watched the sea rats below. The young mouse took the badger's paw.
There's no need for you to stay. Come with us. They'll never find us. You'll see.
The badger lord took considerable moving, all four tugging and pushing him farther up the trail and behind an overhanging outcrop of rocks where they were out of sight of the rats. Durry went across to a big craggy boulder. He pushed it, moving it easily to one side. Tarquin gasped in astonishment at the tunnel that yawned before them.
Golly, that's jolly clever, Durry! A secret tunnel! How'd you manage to move that whacking big boulder with one single shove?
Durry swelled his chest out.
I ate a good breakfast!
Dandan laughed.
Take no notice of that, little fibber. Come inside and I'll show you how easy it is.
They filed into the tunnel, Rawnblade stooping to get his great size through the opening. Dandan was last in. Quickly, he set flint and tinder to a dry brush torch and passed it to Marielle.
Hold this and watch.
Leaning out of the cave entrance, Dandan gave the boulder a light push and sprang back. The massive rock tottered slightly and rolled back into its former position, blocking the tunnel entrance. He took a wedge of ship's timber and slammed it tight against the bottom of the boulder.
There, that'll stop any beast moving it. The whole thing works on a fine balance, you see. Now stay quiet and listen.
Hookfin and a bunch of sea rats rounded the rocky outcrop. Before them, the winding trail ran upward into the high hills, completely devoid of signs of life. The sea rat captain looked hither and thither without success.
This is the way they came. I'd stake me oath on it. Where have the scurvy blackguards got to?
They've vanished, Captain.
Stow your gab, biscuit brain. No beast just vanishes. They're round here somewheres, I know it.
Well, my old dad used to say that badgers were magic beasts. Maybe they have vanished, Captain.
Hookfin aimed a kick at the speaker.
Your old dad must have lived up a tree with a branch growing through both ears. Don't talk such bilge rot. No, they're round here. I can feel it.
Mayhaps they're behind that big boulder, Captain.
This remark did not improve Hookfin's temper.
Aye, and mayhaps I'll beat your brains out again that great boulder if you make another stupid suggestion. Spread out and look around.
As they searched, one sea rat close to the boulder nudged his mate.
Can you smell burning, matey?
No, but it would probably be Captain Hookfin's old brain box trying to figure out where the badger went.
You two over there, stop sniggering and start searching or I'll lay me sword blade across your backs.
Rocking back and forth with silent mirth, the creatures in the cave listened to the sea rats outside. Even Rawnblade had to stifle a few chuckles. Finally, Dandan took the torch and went off down the winding rocky tunnel.
Come on, we can't stop here all day listening to those buffoons.
The tunnel sloped gently downward. Marielle stared at the rough rock walls and the flickering torchlight as she followed Durry Quill.
Where are we going, Durry?
Down in the main cave, missy. That's where us Trag warriors meet.
Trag? What's that supposed to mean?
Durry Quill flourished a fearsome dagger, muttering darkly.
Terramort resistance against Gabool. Trag, see? First letter of each word. You'll like our chief, though. He knows you very well.
Marielle was mystified.
Knows me? How?
Durry smiled in the shadows as he answered.
Because he's your daddy, Joseph the Bellmaker.
Dandin felt the torch snatch from his grasp as Marielle dashed past. She disappeared down the winding tunnel, leaving them groping in the darkness as the mousemaid's voice echoed about them at a screaming pitch.